102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. It's 8:34.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Our producer is pissed off.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong at all. I'm just telling you, you got to relax. It's not that big a deal.
Millions of people depend on this information.
No, they stop it. Just stop it. We'll go into it in a second.
Tell you what's got Rudd all pissed off next. It's pretty good.
You never know what it's good like from one day to the next. I never know what's going to be the one thing that just lights a spark up his ass.
It's usually related to logic. This is not logical.
It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. Roger and JP, 8:38.
It's the humans working them that I have the issue with.
We're talking to our producer, Brett, who is pissed off about this morning's goings-on. Hijinks, if you will.
We are all puppets.
With all the with the groundhogs. You know, today's the big day, you know? If the hog sees, what is it again? No shadow?
If he,
then it's spring. And if he sees a shadow, it's winter.
If he sees a shadow, like he should today on a sunny day... We have more winter, ironically enough. And if he doesn't see a shadow, it's an early spring.
Mm-hmm. And so today...
Punxsutawney Phil, Holbrook, Holtzville Hal, Staten Island Chuck, all of them.
Malvern Mel, was he in there too?
Malvern Mel, too.
He was?
Yep.
What happened?
They show that they're having... They didn't see their shadow on a sunny day. All of them.
All
in the
four
forecast,
places are sunny?
Have sun. 1, 2, 3, 4. Picture I posted on my Facebook page actually has Holbrook, which is not too far away, but that's the worst of them, which has a mix of sun and clouds. Everything else at 7 a.m. this morning. Sun, sun, sun.
And they announced that he didn't see a shadow.
At 7 a.m., and they picked up those little rodents at 7:30, and each one standing outside in the sun. Everyone has shadows on them, except for the groundhog. And they're saying it's going to be an early spring because there's no sun shining on this groundhog. Everyone else in the crowd, sun.
That's the thing that really set them off is watching the news. Everybody's they're in the shadows of each other, and the groundhog's the only one.
They just showed it on News 12 like a half hour ago.
And so that's the logic. That's the problem.
Explain it to me. This has been going on for 100-something years, at least.
Right.
Crowds across the country with their local groundhog depend on this information, so to speak, or have the hope of something is real.
Would you say you're taking this a little bit too seriously?
Probably. but it's not logical.
No, it's not
I sound like Spock, but it's not,
what your problem was?
That's where it lies. When you're standing in the sunshine, do you get sunburn?
Well,
Why? Because it's sunny, right? You can if you're standing in for a long time. So why would you not see your shadow in the sun?
Every single time, though.
You don't think if you're standing in the sun, there's a time where you don't see your shadow. If you go outside and stand on a sunny day, clearly with no distractions,
if I walk out in the sky,
are you really asking if there's a time you don't have a shadow?
No. Are you?
If it's sunny,
are you part of this committee? Is that the reason why we have an early spring, which is fine? I'm happy with that.
If said committee is the one that's going to ask questions to drive you insane, then yes.
Okay, well, you're doing a great job.
I am on that committee.
I appreciate it.
So what do you want to do? Let's go kill all the groundhogs.
We don't have to kill the groundhogs.
Why not?
If it's sunny, there's a shadow.
We can kill the groundhogs or the people around them. Which one do you want to do less? We can do less time if we kill the groundhogs.
How are they appointed? We need to get them out of this groundhog office or however it's done.
It seems like every one of them has some douche in a tuxedo and a top hat.
So it's clearly sunny everywhere, and they all somehow not see their shadow. I need someone to explain it to me. Someone.
With some sort of reasoning.
There's cameras. Everywhere.
Everybody's lying to everybody.
Everywhere.
Yay.
It's not 1872 where you can kind of make it up and there's one little groundhog somewhere in Pennsylvania. It's everywhere with cameras.
Groundhogs all over the place.
Still pictures, videos, high def, low def. It doesn't even matter.
Right.
We can see the sun shining on you. Everyone's wearing sunglasses in that audience.
They're
over
all
there.
A bunch of liars,
watching
Brett.
The groundhog.
He just says he didn't see his shadow. Day 42.
Don't you wish some 7-year-old just stood up and said, "That's bullshit"? How can he not see a shadow if the sun is shining?
There's so many
liars.
Kids in the audience, you think they would say that?
Adults are liars.
Brett remains pissed off and frustrated. And now here's Ted with the roads.
25A in Northport remains closed both ways.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 847. Our producer Brett was watching it live on News 12 and is very frustrated that all the groundhogs have said all the humans have said the groundhogs didn't see their shadows on a sunny day. And so we will have a spring coming early instead of 6 more weeks of winter.
Which is fine. But I want it for real.
You don't want them lying
to. I don't
want to
be lied to.
Joe's on the line. Hey, Joe, who went to a steak night with us just a couple of weeks ago in January. What's up, Joe?
I just want to let you know that Brett's my idol. So much going on in your life that your biggest concern is the groundhog shadow.
I have so many things that are more important than what's going on that I deal with on a daily basis. And this comes down to complete logic. It has nothing to do with anything else in my life. Nothing.
Just idiocy.
I have zero time to myself.
Do you want to call?
Literally zero time. But as I'm sitting here with a free 30 seconds to myself, I look up at the TV and I happen to see
the lies.
The lies that are being spewed across this lovely nation of ours. Chant USA, USA, and we're being lied to.
Do you want to call Erin Colton? Because she had something to do with this. She was on stage when we saw that.
Honestly, that report, I feel like she was on my side.
Yeah.
I kind of felt that she was, as the guy was reading the proclamation, she's kind of like, on a sunny day, yes, Erin.
Yes,
Erin.
Thanks, Joe, for the call.
You want to try and call
her? So you and Erin are right there.
We could try and call her.
You realize the discrepancies.
If we're being lied to about Groundhog Day, what else are we being lied to about?
How long have I been saying that for?
I'm with you, Ted. I'm joining your side.
First Benghazi, now groundhogs.
Exactly.
I bet you somehow they're all tied in together.
Yep. Flight 800.
It's all together. Now it's time for the stuff you need to know. And here is Ted.
Last night of the Iowa caucuses, Hillary Clinton eked out a victory over Bernie Sanders.
2.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, it's 8:52. Our producer Brett, very pissed off and disturbed by the illogical announcement that all the groundhogs didn't see their shadows, even though it's a sunny day in at least 4 different locations.
From
major locations.
Major.
And from
2 for this area, 1 Staten Island, and of course Punxsutawney Phil.
And from News 12, we have Scoop Colton on the phone. Hey, Scoop.
Erin Colton, did you notice the same thing?
What's going on? What did you say?
Did you notice the same thing?
That it's a bright sunny day? And
yeah.
Fakes didn't see their shadow?
Yeah, because Brett thinks you're on his team.
Yeah, oh no, I'm definitely on the team. It's a scam. I was up on the stage and I saw that there was a proclamation written out, you know, putting in writing that, you know, what the groundhog saw. So I didn't understand how this proclamation could have been written out before the groundhog got out of the cage. So I went up to the guy, you know, the guy in the suit and the overcoat and the top hat, I don't know. And I said, what's going on? I mean, I'm going live. The groundhog is going to come out. So he just said, early spring. So I said, wait, what? The proclamation already says that? The groundhog didn't even come out yet. And then he didn't answer me. And then they brought the groundhog. And then I was live. And then it was early spring. Just like that.
Erin, so, would you believe that Holtzville Hal, Malvern Mel, Punxsutawney Phil, Staten Island Chuck, do you think the 4 groundhogs somehow get on the phone together the night before and already have this thing decided?
Do you actually think that these are the same groundhogs every single year?
Answer my question, Erin.
You think there's an email chain?
I'm asking, is there groundhog collusion? That's what I'm asking.
Yes, this is definitely a conspiracy, but I honestly want to know, do you think that these are the same groundhogs every year?
No, de Blasio dropped the one from Staten Island last year and killed it.
Yeah.
That's definitely a new one.
All right, just making sure that we're not, like, thinking that this is, like, Santa Claus or anything.
Mm-hmm. This is all a scam, and we're lying to all the kids.
These are different groundhogs every year. They're figureheads.
Uh-huh.
Here's my thing.
It's the Illuminati.
Get a playpen. Get a gated off area. Put the groundhog down and let him go. What they did was at this event, they held him up. So how are we communicating with these groundhogs about what they see?
Maybe the guy in the top hat. Maybe that the guy that's got the top hat. Maybe that top hat gives him some sort of special powers, like Aquaman.
I don't know, but I mean, I saw some sort of written out document before we went live with this groundhog, and I just I wasn't having it. I mean,
predetermined.
I know this is some sort of fun event, but this took it to another level for me. This is like conspiracy and not good.
Why are they lying to us, Aaron? Why is this happening?
If you check my Twitter right now, I called him a liar before you guys even called me.
There you go.
Aaron Colton, News 12.
I'm going to go like it now.
Yep, liking your tweet as we speak.
Whether the media says the truth, you're always going to get the truth from me.
Right.
There she is.
From front row at the what's his name concert?
Garth Brooks
concert.
To
on stage with Holtzville Howe.
That's right.
Yeah, the incomparable Garth Brooks.
48 hours.
What's Ted reporting about the groundhog?
Ted, what are you reporting?
He's just repeating what you say.
Past that, he's on to bigger stories.
Yeah, groundhog is.
Thanks, Aaron.
Aaron, thank you very much.
It's all fixed, just all like right, the Super Bowl.
Take care.
I told you guys for years; it's all been set up ahead of time.
8:56. Just another conspiracy to add to your list, Ted. Here's Ted with the roads
on the LIE eastbound.